In recent months, there has been a series of suicide cases in education institutions, young students taking their own lives inside classrooms, dormitories, and hostels across Uganda. From secondary schools to universities, there have been no less than 6 suicides since the start of the year. These cases have forced a painful question to the surface: what is happening inside the minds of our children? Behind every statistic is a story of pressure, silence, and a cry for help that often goes unheard. In this feature, we explore the growing mental health crisis in schools, why it's claiming young lives, and what can be done to stop it. Brenda Nalunga, a clinical psychologist at UMC Victoria Hospital, says there's a lot of social media influence where children compare themselves to their affluent peers and resort to alcohol or drugs to cope.
Because the world has become a global village, there is a lot of social media influence where children are comparing themselves to celebrities, they're comparing themselves to people that we don't even know. Drug abuse has also increased in high school. So in secondary schools, you're finding that children are smuggling drugs, they're smuggling weed, marijuana, you know, so many things. And when we start using such things, they affect us emotionally. And instead of us talking through our emotions, we are using substances, we're drinking alcohol, and that leads us to such mental health situations where children are actually now dying by suicide.
Brian Muhumuza, a clinical psychologist at Safe Places Uganda, blames the lack of communication between parents and children, where the pressure from guardians to perform well academically becomes a burden on children.
They don't know how to deal with bad results. They don't know how to deal with not getting into Ivy colleges. They don't know how to deal with the drastic changes. For example, one of the things that they have to do now, did you know, they have to go do a project. The project, it could be cooking, it could be painting, it could be, and these are things that if they don't achieve that, it affects their results. So, and I think also parents are struggling, their mental health. So what they say is, I am doing all I can to take you to school. Why are you not passing? If you don't pass, it's they make the situation dire, the pressure. You must pass. If you don't get to government, I don't have money. What are we going to do?
Mental health issues in Uganda are a taboo subject that faces stigma, leading to fewer conversations around the subject. Muhumuza says this stigma stems from the general perception of mental health, where systemic discrimination has been institutionalized.
Yes. So the background of mental health in Uganda is in Butabika. Butabika is on the same premise with Luzira prisons. Let's put these people at the end of the world, outside of community, where they're isolated from society. It is the only one, and it is the Mulago of mental health. Because that was the image we portrayed about mental health, there is already that systematic problem, is that, so there is traditionally, we have looked at mental health issues as a problem. Oyo Mulalu, Oyo Muyaga, Oyo Yavako. Those are things that invoke a rejection.
Given this background, we asked the government whether schools have received training for their staff on how to deal with mental health. Dr. Lukwata Hasfa, Assistant Commissioner, Mental Health and Control on Substance Abuse at the Ministry of Health, says there is hardly any training on the subject given the taboo around the issue of suicide.
We have not been purposeful in training people about mental health generally, but specifically on suicide. It's a taboo to talk about death in Africa, so it's not something that people even talk about, and even not even death. And when it comes to suicides, which are even negatively thought about, we have a negative connotation to them, then it becomes even worse.
So how can this stigma be combated in order to assist children to speak out on these issues?
No, I think it's Mr. Mulindwa who signed that and telling schools that they should be able to have an hour a week to talk about mental health. And there are quite a number of activities that we know that are related with mental health or that can improve mental health. And so we left it to the discretion of schools to think through what they can do.
We talked to a school teacher, Sarah Abuin, an educator at Akons International School, on what authorities are doing when faced with issues like depression and anxiety among students.
It's important for a school to have a school counselor. Counselors are actually there to nurture, to guide, to guide people, to give them clarity in areas where they kind of feel confused. So and just to help them go through certain situations. So in a school setting, a school counselor, just like a school nurse is available, a school counselor is very, very important. And when we teachers discover that, oh, something is off about this student, we forward that issue.
Some of the students we spoke to called for mechanisms to allow students to make mistakes without fear of punishment. Kobugabe Vanita says yelling at young children triggers anxiety that may force them to go mute. Another student, Atoherire Kevin, says children feel much safer knowing the person they are talking to has faced the same problem they are battling.
They are probably going to feel better about discussing their issues with someone who has already gone through them. So making sure that people who have battled with mental health issues and gone through them successfully are available for other people to talk to, other people to discuss, to for advice, I feel like is a major thing.
In case an attempted suicide is discovered, Brenda Nalunga from UMC Victoria Hospital offers some advice on how to handle such a situation.
Usually, typically, if a school had one, they would have to see the counselor and then refer the child back home to actually get help. Refer them to a psychiatrist or psychologist to get them help. And without making it a point at the school assembly that this child is self-injuring and they're being dramatic. Every school should have a safety plan, what we call a safety plan, of if a child attempts suicide, what's the safety plan? So we should work towards our schools having safety plans where they know what to do if they find someone struggling mentally. The students should know, okay, if this happens, this is the contact person.
As conversations around mental health become more open, collaboration between parents, educators, and policymakers will be key, not only to prevent further loss of life, but to ensure that every learner feels supported, valued, and heard.